Good morning. Happy Thursday. Tom Olten from the SAAA, and it is a special weekend here in Tucson. El Tour, the festival is kicking off. Lots to do over at the TCC, and of course the big event is Saturday morning, where almost 10,000, and you know, I haven't talked to them this morning, but they were close to 10,000 riders, all-time record. El Tour, we're so happy that it's finally here. The weather is going to be just absolutely delicious to go out there, and lots of folks have been here for over a week or so, and they've been training. And I asked one of those trainers yesterday, so what does that mean when you're training in order to ride 100 and plus miles? And he goes, lots of carbs. So the Italian restaurants are doing extremely well with their homemade pasta here. And, of course, the America's best Mexican food here. This show is brought to you by Visit Tucson, who every day is promoting all the things there are to do here in Tucson. I think we have about 8 destination drivers now, and we'll talk a little bit about that today. This is a very special show because we're going to talk about all the things there are to do. And our special guest today is the guy that's the president of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and his name is Peter Tsai. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. I know you're busy promoting the tourism and El Tour and everything out there, so you weren't able to join me in the studio, but it's so nice that you were able to find at least 30 minutes or so today to talk a little bit about Peter. We're going to talk about the SAAA. In segment 3, we're going to go in detail of the brand new Book of Fun. Peter, are you excited about that? It's finally out.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's our biggest book ever, and there's over 100 attractions in it. We have discounts. There are hotels. There's just a lot of things to see, and it's you know, and not only the Book of Fun, but also the brochure. Which is a nice thing with a nice map and everything that people like also.
Yeah, it's kind of
really excited about it.
Yeah, it's kind of a two-piece project because this year the SAAA was able to find the funding and the content to produce the biggest brochure and the biggest Book of Fun that I have seen, and I've been around since the beginning. Oh boy, 1998, Peter, can you believe it?
Been a while. That's a good thing.
So some people come up to me and he said, man, you know everybody. And I said, no, I'm just old. We were founded back in 1998, and one of our founders was Visit Tucson, our show's sponsor, and we're so happy to continue our partnership with this wonderful, what they call a DMO, a destination marketing organization, and it definitely is been a pleasure to work with them. There's been several CEOs since then, but they've all pledged to work with the attractions industry. Back in 1998, we were only 15 attractions strong. Not that there was not more attractions, but they weren't really, I guess we used to say they were hidden treasures. Not anymore, Peter, are they?
Well, I mean, I think Tucson's still full of hidden treasures that we need to discover, but we've discovered a lot of them. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's always a work in progress, and every year we hope to have more people and more treasures that we can discover and share with people. So, yeah, but we have discovered a lot. Compared to, you know, 15, yeah.
That was kind of our non-commercial pitch. If you're not an attraction and you're not a member of the SAAA, we would love to talk with you. There are a few out there that are, and some of them are startups, but boy, when we get to the section where we talk about all the new attractions that are in the Book of Fun, I think you're going to be amazed. I just came back from, it was called the Travel Club in Green Valley, and we normally, you know, it's a monthly thing, Peter, and they meet every month about travel, and there's always one time a year they talk about the treasures here in Pima County in Tucson in southern Arizona in particular, and because they you got to be a tourist while you live here. That's important because almost 50% of our tourist population is coming here because of family and friends. And the family and friends are kind of in control, aren't they, Peter? I know you've had a considerable amount of folks that have come over and visit you recently. You got a new house, and you have a new company that we'll talk about in a minute. And you're sharing Tucson with all of these folks that your family and friends. And that's one of the major reasons why folks visit Tucson. And everything else is just a pleasure, and say they stay longer. So one of the goals of the SAAA is to help those family that are here that are being visited on all the things there are to do. And that's kind of our mission here at the SAAA, is that we're in charge of promoting to the region. Visit Tucson is in charge of promoting to the world, okay? And I mean the world, because we do get people from all over the world that come and visit the Sonoran Desert. Now, they don't know what the Sonoran Desert really is, and they can't spell Tucson properly, but when they get there, they don't want to leave. And another great statistic is they keep coming back. So we're a wonderful, huge repeat business opportunity for family and friends and for tourists and for groups and everything. And Pete, what a pleasure to have you this year as the brand new president. You really got the entire 2025 behind you, in front of you, rather. 24 is almost over. And boy, we have a lot of new stuff that is scheduled to let folks know about all the attractions. But before we get into that, let's learn just a little bit about Peter, because you're not born and raised here. You became a resident not too long ago.
That's true. I came from, I've traveled all over, but, you know, mostly on the Midwest, on the South. I've been all over the U.S., and I came to Tucson, I'd say, what was about 10 years, 2014 or so. So, however, yeah, about 10 years ago. So, yeah. And I love it here. I came kind of to retire and decided that I was going to, retirement wasn't for me. And so I've, you know, branched out and did other things and really thought about hospitality and tours and excursions and stuff like that and the things to do in Tucson. And I really discovered there's so much to do. So I said, why not go into a business of it to explore it even better? I mean, it's one of the things. When you live in a place, you never really explore a place. I don't know how many people probably live in Tucson that haven't really explored all of Tucson, you know, gone to the Desert Museum or gone to the Botanical Gardens or just even go to U of A and just check out all the museums. But a lot of people probably don't even know there's lots of museums at U of A.
Now, Peter, we'll be right back after the first break, okay? And we're going to learn more about what you have discovered and a little bit more about how excited you are to be president of this 20-plus-year-old nonprofit that promotes the attractions. We'll be right back. This is Jump In Tucson, and our special guest is Peter Tsai, the president of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. I think you'd probably rather listen to that song than me, but we can't do that. This is Jump In Tucson, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton, and we are here with Peter Tsai, the brand new president of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. Now, Peter, you joined the organization a few years back, is that correct?
Yep.
And one of the things that we really enjoyed about Peter's membership is that he immediately wanted to get involved and became one of the board of directors. And I think that kind of really is helping your new business. What is the name of your new business?
Micro Vacations.
Absolutely.
And we are a, I guess you talked about DMOs late before, but we're a DMC, which is basically a small DMO. and what we do is we work with event planners, corporations, individuals, just about anybody, to try and put together excursions or tours or events that are happening in Tucson when you come to Tucson. And it's starting to grow and things are going well. The interesting thing is lately with a lot of my groups and everything, there has been a lot of interest after coming to Tucson to come back to Tucson. So they really like it here. It's a nice change from what they're used to. They love the weather. And as someone once said, there's something peaceful about, you know, kind of our desert landscape, so to speak. I guess maybe it's not as busy as a wooded area.
Well, I remember an ad campaign not too long ago, really, that Tucson put together. And on page, they had this twisting road structure with, you know, going left and right and everything. And then the next picture was this tranquil shot of the Sonoran Desert, the living desert, as a lot of us call it. And they went, "Where would you rather go?" And it was such a powerful ad about the difference between going to a large urban city like Phoenix, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear about that all the time, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of the people that come here are kind of really surprised by the difference between Tucson and Phoenix. You know, although they're only about an hour and a half or so apart, it really is a big difference. You know, Phoenix is definitely much more of an urban city. It's like the fifth largest city in the U.S. And Tucson's different. We're more spread out. And I guess in a weird way, we're a small town. We're a large city with a small town feel. And, you know, a lot of people try to describe their towns as that, but Tucson truly is that. I mean, it really is. You know, there's good and bad to that, but it really is a small town feel to a large city. You know, the problem is getting from one place to another in Phoenix. It takes a little bit of time because it is so sprawled out. But yeah, and they seem to enjoy that. They really like that mixture of the, you know, small town in a large city. So,
well, yeah, we're definitely the big city with a little town feel. I can tell you from the tourism industry standpoint, there's a tremendous amount of networking that goes on. And I just heard this the other day from one of our famous chefs, Janos, who is also the president of another great organization, the Tucson City of Gastronomy. And he says he's just out, you know, of course, he's been a chef here for many, many years. And but he's been around the world. He's a global chef. Everybody knows who Janos Wilder is. And the thing is that he says the chefs here know one another. They know their families. They work together. They collaborate. We used to be known for the five C's, which was climate and cattle and the such. But now we're kind of, after COVID, we're kind of like the three C's, cooperation and collaboration. I mean, it's amazing how the chefs have all rallied around our designation, which has been going on now for a number of years. But we were the first city of gastronomy. And I, when I heard about that, I what does that mean? Gastronomy. You know, I think I probably spelled it wrong the first three times until finally I put it in my spell check and it got spelled correctly. And then I got very fortunate to become a board member and to help them grow as a nonprofit group that promotes our heritage foods here and our spirit. And I have to tell you, I've lived in San Antonio and I lived in New Orleans. And, you know, you and I recently went to New Orleans and had a great culinary experience. But I have to tell you, the culinary experience here, and kind part of it is the caring of the chefs. I mean, these chefs are not only owners, but there are spokespeople for the city of Tucson in Southern Arizona. And you know what? One of our vehicles that we have on our website, Peter, as you know, is our visit widget where we talk about all the things there are to do, including the restaurants. And we elected you're the board, you're in charge of the board to predominantly feature the Tucson City of Gastronomy recipients, the certified restaurants. And they're all local. They all have to do some kind of heritage food. But most importantly, the customer service is five-star across the board. Now, you get out with your wife, and you get a chance to eat, and you're taking your wife to some of these events that you do outside of Tucson. I mean, how are you rating our restaurants and the hospitality here?
You know, that's an interesting question, because I think I was talking to somebody about that just the other day. And they were doing a comparison of Phoenix and Tucson in terms of food. And I told them, I said, well, here's the thing. In Tucson, you're not going to see those really, really fancy five-star, like, you know, really hoity-toity kind of restaurants in Tucson as compared to, like, the bigger cities and whatnot. But I said, the food and the service, you're not going to find any better place for it. And it's funny because they came back to me after spending some time and they said, you know what? You're absolutely right. They said, it was so interesting. We go into like what they call a hole in the wall or whatever. Service was amazing. Food was amazing. And they said, it beats any kind of dining, five-star dining experience they've had in those some of those fancy restaurants. And I said, that's kind of the culture of Tucson. I mean, it really is. It's a good place to live. People really are friendly. They try to help each other. And like you said, it's a lot of, you know, networking and connections. And that really is the heart of Tucson, I think. So
I've lived in San Antonio and lived in New Orleans and promoted those cities and, Houston, Texas, I always thought these were wonderful places to promote, but, you know, a little over 20 years ago, I moved to Tucson, and it's just amazing the amount of collaboration and the networking of this core. I thought New Orleans was a huge tourism city when it comes to the tourism folks meeting and seeing each other and partying together and everything. But there's absolutely nothing compare to Tucson. And you being kind of a new micro vacation startup, you have to promote. You're promoting this city. You're promoting this region. And you got to do it from the heart. You can't make up this stuff.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true, Tom. You really got to be passionate about it. And it's in terms of networking, it's kind of interesting you say that. There's so many networking events and so many chances to network. I can't even do them all. I mean, it's just so many. And everybody's inviting you, and everybody's friendly. And if you miss one or two, they don't hold it against you. They keep inviting you. So, yeah.
Can you,
like I said, network.
Hey, Peter, can you stay over just one more segment for us? Is that possible? Because I want to talk a little bit about the passport.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So this is Jump in Tucson, and we'll be right back. Well, I could just sit back here and listen to that wonderful music, Matt, that you put together between our segments. And we're so happy that you're listening to us, and we have a special guest, Peter Tsai. Thank you again, Peter, and good morning again.
Good morning. You're welcome.
We are brought to you by Visit Tucson, and boy, today is our kind of like our tourism segment, and it's so wonderful to have the chief operating officer, really, of the Attractions Alliance. You joined a few years back, and we kind of got you settled into the presidency of an organization that has, it's a mission. Their mission is to promote the attractions, to make sure there are no hidden treasures. And I couldn't ask for a better person to be in charge, because your living, your livelihood is based on promoting Tucson and Southern Arizona. How lucky can I be?
Well, same here. It's mutual, right?
Absolutely. Now, I have to tell a quick story, but this is El Tour weekend. And boy, I understand you want to see the race on Thursday, and there's some other things that are going on as part of the festival. But please see if you can spend one day at some of the attractions here in town. And don't forget to go on to TucsonAttractions.com, and you can buy a three-day digital passport. It's not very expensive. You turn on all of the offers. You get to save, two for one and some other major discounts to the attraction. So promise me you go to at least one attraction while you're here in town. But please, it's very, very special that you're here for El Tour. Certainly one of the largest bicycle wellness events in the United States, and it's right here, and we're so happy to have them in Tucson. So, Peter, thanks for sticking around for one more segment, and this segment is kind of dedicated to what I believe you have a leg up on, which is all the attractions. Now, certainly our membership is open to any DMC, and there's a few of them here in town that are fellow over at the West End, and the JW Marriott. These, we're lucky to have the DMCs here in town that are helping to promote. And while you're a competitor, you're also friends with all these people, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. We all work together. I handle more, medium-sized groups, smaller groups, and a lot of them handle the bigger groups. So, we refer to each other when we have groups that, are not, in our size category, so to speak. So, yeah, we all work together. We're all friends. So it's healthy competition, I guess.
Well, we
more than enough for everybody.
Yeah, and we have 16,500 hotel rooms that you would want to be at. And it's all over the place. Two and a half star, three star, four star, maybe close to even five star with our resorts. But there are so many hotel rooms of different prices and different amenities that you can take advantage of. But again, over 40% are staying with family and friends, so they don't have to worry about hotel accommodations. I also learned that the folks that want to rent a house or rent an apartment or something, whether it's through Airbnb or one of the other networks, is really growing strong here. And because we have what we call winter visitors or snowbirds, I'm not sure any of those terms are derogatory, are here, but a lot of them don't get here until after Thanksgiving. So what do? They rent out their garden homes or their small apartments, and folks can take advantage of not only the hotels, but they can take advantage of these, somebody else's home while they're out somewhere where it's cold. And then as soon as it gets really cold, they come here. Because, our average temperature during the winter, and the sun is shining and it's in the 60s. Sometimes it gets up to 70. I've seen Christmases here, Peter, you've seen them, where you're out. You could actually, if you had a heater in your pool, you can actually go out and swim.
Oh yeah,
and you wouldn't be in the category of polar bears.
No,
I think there's some of those folks. Well, we want to get into a little bit during this El Tour weekend to talk about the new Book of Fun. Now, the Book of Fun, how did that come about? Well, about 21 years ago, the Visit Tucson, the DMO, came to us and said, hey, we'd like to have a handy-dandy pocket guide, and let's make it the passport to the attractions. So we assembled 25 attractions together, asked them if they would do two-for-ones to promote trial and repeat business. A lot of the museums, you know, people would come, hey, I haven't been here for 20 years, you know. Yeah. And so they get there, and they're absolutely amazed because things do change. New exhibits are built and extensions are built. You know, so the Passport was born, and with 25 attractions, was $10. And if you went to all of the 25 attractions, you were entered into a drawing where you got to win a two-day stay at one of the resorts, and golf and meals and all that. You know, you were treated like a celebrity. And that was really, really popular. We sold, I think the first year, 12,000 passports at $10 a piece. And, you know, and the cool thing is that probably over 400 people went to every single attractions. Now, those probably weren't the tourists, but they were the local residents. And every single year after that, Peter, and you know, you've heard me talk about this, we'd never miss one year, even during COVID, because occasionally the attractions were open. We produced the Tucson Attractions Passport. Now, when did it become the Book of Fun? Well, we got involved with Channel 13, and they did a promotion about if you buy some spots with us, we will help produce a new jingle. They were trying to bring back the radio jingo, and produce a new TV spot. So we were invited to the Embassy Suites or something, along with 100 other people, and we sat down with this big time agency, and we showed them the Tucson Attractions Passport, and they asked us important question. So what is the Tucson Attractions Passport? And we and my team, kind of at that time I was just a volunteer for the organization, we took a look at each other and go, well, it's a savings book. And I said, you know, but is it more than that? You know, what is this? And he said, give us an hour and we'll be back with our advertising campaign thought. So we went off and probably had a drink at the bar, and we came back, and they produced this wonderful jingle. I wish I had it here for Matt to run real quickly. And I don't know whether Matt can find it on YouTube. It's you can't miss it. It's a 15 second spot, and it's got some people popping up out of the passport and what have you. I don't know whether it's even, you know, we can do that, Matt, but if you can't do it, don't worry about it. But it, so they produced this jingle literally within an hour, hour and a half, lyrics, music, everything. Okay. And it was basically a jingle welcoming everyone to enjoy the new Book of Fun. And we were just flabbergasted. So was the Channel 13 production creative team. And for a couple years, we enjoyed this brand new jingle that was put together by a firm in Dallas, of all places. But Channel 13 creative team was there. And lo and behold, a brand new name for the Tucson Attractions Passport was delivered to us as part of a new ad campaign. And renaming or creating this reason why you should buy the Tucson Attraction Passport, and it was called the Book of Fun. And you know what? It is, because even back, you know, maybe in that time period, we had maybe 45 attractions that had joined the membership. But it is clearly, who would not want to have at least one Book of Fun in their library at home? So when, or in their purse, or wherever they want to carry it. And whenever it's time to get the heck out of the house, Peter, they would go and find an attraction that was in the book and get a big discount while they're there. And, I that's why we sold a lot of these very early on because there was nothing like this in since the entertainment book, which really didn't have a lot of attractions in it because it had dry cleaning coupons and car washes and everything. And a lot of people remember the entertainment book. The cool thing about the Book of Fun, it was always a fundraiser for our retailers too. So whether it be an RV park or whether it be a chamber of commerce, we made it a fundraiser for them. So it was a community product. And here we are 22 years later, Peter. And
yeah, when you, and bigger than ever.
Yeah, and when you show this to people, what do they say?
Oh yeah, they are really surprised by how many things there are to do, the variety and the discounts, and yeah, they really do like it.
Peter, you know, it's been a pleasure to have you here for three segments and to hear about your enthusiasm about being the president of the SAAA. If we think about it, there's probably only been about 11 presidents since the beginning in 1999. I was, I think, the fourth year president. We had the other members, founding members, were the presidents those first 3 years, Tucson Museum of Art, P. Marin Space, and the Desert Museum were all founders of this organization. So congratulations to you, and thank you for stepping up and becoming the president of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. I am looking forward to a great 2025, and it doesn't hurt when you have a brand new brochure, a brand new website, and of course the brand new Book of Fun that is the biggest and literally the best book that we've ever had since its beginning 22 years ago. Again, Pete, hats off to you for joining us today in this radio broadcast, and we'll be back for the final segment in just a few minutes. This is Jump in Tucson, brought to you by Visit Tucson. Well, we're back, and it's this is Tucson, and we've been enjoying some of the wonderful music that Matt puts together every show. I think last week we had about the Tucson Auto Museum, and we got to hear some of the most popular, touring songs that have been produced over the years. So we're really
now. If I get this book, can I get a discount to the Tucson Auto Museum?
Absolutely. Thank you, Matt.
And what's the one over on Park? There's another Wheels of Fun. It's on Park in Irvington, Park in Ajo. There's another car museum.
Yeah. Well, you know, good question. And the one that we'd like to feature, Matt, if that's okay with you, is all the new attractions in Douglas, Arizona.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a car museum in Douglas,
yeah,
I understand.
Absolutely. And it's a kind of an art car world, as they call it. And they've taken cars and generated art pieces out of them. And
I think there's an AMC Pacer covered in either sod or pennies, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah. And they have an old Volkswagen, my old car. It wasn't my particular car, but it was my car of choice back in the day, because it was like driving a go-kart. It was easy to learn at 15, and then legally I was driving at 16. But there's over 100. I think that was absolutely accurate. What's new about the passport this year is that we featured Southern Arizona destinations, and often they don't have the budget to let people know all of the attractions that they have. And Douglas, City of Douglas, came in, and they have a visitor center there, and they're going to be selling the new Book of Fun, which will be delivered next week to them. And they have, I think, six or seven attractions, and they're brand new. I mean, in a sense, you may have heard of the Gadsden, you may have heard of some of these attractions, but they're all, other than the hotel, which, by the way, is offering a heck of a discount to get a room at a historic hotel for $99 a night is just unbelievable anymore. You used to be able to find these rooms, but not anymore. And then they wanted to do more. Then they have some food and beverage and stuff like that. So that's in Douglas. Now, it's about an hour, a little over maybe an hour and 15
and a half,
minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
And it's on the historic, off the historic Highway 80, which we've had a show about, of all the attractions. So you're on your way there, and you can visit Benson and Tombstone and Bisbee Mining Museum and end up in Douglas and going to six attractions. So you can make a whole really vacation out of touring historic Highway 80. And all these are in the Book of Fun. You know, it went from 130-something pages to 148 pages. Now, those pages just aren't full of ads sometimes, like you see in a magazine. These are literally pages of things to do, things to see, experiences, one-of-a-kind experiences. If they have a gate, there's a discount. So sometimes they're buy one, get one free. Buy one, get 50% off. You know, so there's some big discounts there. And they're really, and while we're trying to save you money, there's no question. Right now, we need to save some money because everything else is so expensive. And so we've added some hotels, this is a book of fun about attractions, but we decided that, one, we were going to feature destinations because the destination itself is special in Southern Arizona. We got a few Arizona attractions in there because we know people do travel, so we wanted to give you some added value, and we're going to be adding some more Arizona attractions over the year. Those will be in the digital passport. So what we want you to do is buy the Book of Fun. You can go to several websites, but I'll mention two, TucsonAttractions.com and ExploreArizonaAttractions.com. So that's where you'll see a lot of the bonus attractions, so to speak, to the attractions in Arizona. And that's an ongoing thing because we want the folks in the Grand Canyon area to promote Southern Arizona, and they want the people in Southern Arizona to promote the attractions in Arizona. So we're trying to do local first Arizona when it comes to the attractions, and we want to promote each other. Very, very important for us to promote each other here, because we want to keep them in the state. They're maybe coming to Tucson for 3.5-4 days. But you know what? They're in Arizona for a lot longer than that. And it's okay if we shave a little bit of time when they're in Northern Arizona, or they shave a little time when they're in Southern Arizona. The whole idea is to get them to hear the beat in Arizona, because a lot of them go to New Mexico and California. Let's have them stay here, Matt. What do you think? You know,
I think that sounds like a good idea.
That's what we're trying to do. And you can buy this again. The new Book of Fun is available right now, hot off the presses. I just saw the proof yesterday, and they're printing them. And I'll have some on Monday, and I'll be able to ship immediately. So go to TucsonAttractions.com or ExploreArizonaAttractions.com, and you can pick up your Book of Fun. So, hey, glad you're here in Tucson during El Tour weekend. Now, we have a special Thanksgiving show next week. We won't be here. We'll be eating turkey, but it'll all be about strolls and stories and all the things you can do during special historical walking tours put together by our good friend Scott Darlich. It's the best of our Jump in Tucson, but hopefully you can join in and see that show. This is Jump in Tucson. Tomorrow, Dr. Ackerley will be here, so you want to tune in at 9 o'clock. And this is Jump in Tucson, and thank you for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving.